Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Well, made a lot of progress on the streets here in the last few weeks, and I bet nobody in commerce is happier about that than you, because I know people have asked you about it, and you must be very pleased.
And Mark Clayton.
Mark Clayton,
our city manager.
City manager.
Well, we're in the, we're finally in the phase three of a three-phase program. However, interestingly enough, it's a three-year program, but it's not a, the phases don't match up year to year. So that, I think that's been part of a confusing issue. Mm-hmm. We are, as far as being on track, yes, we are. We're in the third phase, which is West Neal from Cooper to Culver.
That's the last of the phases.
Yes,
yeah.
Of the three phase, and that is supposed to be completed shortly. Now, you see, included in that, though, is North Monroe, which was an extra added kind of bonus the Texas Water Development Board offered to help us mm-hmm. complete. And that is a different construction firm, and they're working very diligently to get that completed. Now, there's a little aside here before we move on. We were going to have the Claire Chennault dedication, about the 125th anniversary of the university, with the governor and the chancellor in October. However, the chancellor couldn't get his calendar fixed for that, so that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen now, maybe until spring, March, I think, is the date. So all the roads will be completed by then.
Right. So we think that probably that will be put off until after the first of the year.
It will be,
in
definitely,
March.
Because
okay.
the chancellor can't make it in October.
I see. Well, certainly progress. I know the main thing that was frustrating to people was Monroe Street.
Yes.
And that's, for the most part, although they're still doing some work, for the most part, that's open now.
There's some sidewalk, and they still have to stripe it as we're speaking, but that shouldn't stop any traffic.
Right. Now, you were saying that there was a meeting involving you and President Dan Jones of the university concerning Lee Street, which goes along the northern edge of the campus.
Well, actually, it was Manager Clayton. He attended the meeting. I was in class at the time.
I see.
But what transpired here was that as Lee Street was completed, the asphalt is not staying together properly. It's kind of starting to crumble. And so the guarantee was supposed to be like for 2 years. It barely made it 2 or 3 months before it started coming apart. So the contractor is going to come back in May. It should not take any more than 4 weeks. They're going to grind it all up and put it down. So I'm thinking what they're thinking is it's going to be like around mini session and before summer session starts, so that it won't interfere with too much traffic.
But that would be in the spring, Lee Street running, let's see, east and west along the northern edge of the campus. Well, is there any reason to think you might have to come back and do some of the other streets that way, too?
That was part of a rather lengthy argument yesterday. I don't say argument, discussion. And the contractor has kind of guaranteed that it's going to be taken care of if it does, but they're not expecting anything.
Okay, good. We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Now, we had the National Night Out very recently, and that was very well attended.
And you know something? It was the first time in the last number of years that it's been being held in the commerce community that the university held their own at a different location. Mm-hmm. Historically, the university and the city had worked together. And I was not privy to the decision that was made that separated the two, but the university community had their own National Night Out, and then the city had ours at the police and fire department. It was well attended. There were over 300 people, at least, that came. We had bounce houses. There was for youngsters to play, little duck races and things like that. Food was provided. One thing I noticed, a number of people, there was a number of people there early, but around 6 o'clock when folks got off work, decided, well, rather than fix dinner, let's go downtown because dinner's free and we'll go to the National Night Out. So around between 6 and 6:30, the population just really doubled and more people came out. It was really nice to see all the citizens come out.
Free food.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always popular. Well, now, also, you're telling me that we think there's reason to believe that there might be a restaurant going in, a Mexican restaurant in the building downtown that Most recently was Buck's Barbecue, and then they moved to a different place.
And it was Max before that,
Max,
and Temerario's before that.
Right. But it's next to the barber shop.
And yes, there is a firm that is interested in putting a Mexican restaurant on the square. And as we're talking, I believe there is permit and construction work that's going on.
That's good.
And hopefully I will have a name in the future.
We're having all kinds of restaurants open in this town, aren't we?
Well, and I think the restaurators or the restaurateurs that are coming in are finding out that they're bringing people from the community besides Commerce in.
And the surrounding community.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we can kind of thank Luigi's for that. They took the first step.
Darn right.
A couple of years ago.
That's right.
And opened up the new restaurant. And since then, we've had, yes, you're right, a real burgeoning, as it were, of, mm-hmm. of restaurants. Mm-hmm. And they all seem to be successful. As we're speaking.
Yes, they do. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Always a pleasure, John Mark.
Mayor John Bilotti, the mayor of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.